Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Serio, informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open, and of course, we'd love to hear from you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. You're out on the road still?
I am making my way to Discount Furniture.
Pretty exciting stuff. The life you lead is very exciting, sir. No doubt about it. So,
yeah, it is.
Yes,
it
sir. So you had a good time at Hunt Valley, huh?
Yeah, there's still probably 250 cars here.
That is amazing. It really is. I mean, on a cold 40-some degree day in March,
yep.
Even though it's clear, thank heavens, but still, and you said the wind was whooping up pretty good there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's starting to die down now, so it's gotten pretty comfortable, to be honest with you.
Good.
And I think people are just hanging around because, like we said before, 70 degrees yesterday. Everybody washed their car, so they brought it out today.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm glad they had a good response there, and
yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time. You're on your way to
yep.
a furniture store, so let's talk about, of course, towels. And what else would you like to talk about?
We're going to talk about giving your interior a once-over after this long, cold, rainy, snowy winter.
I got you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so you want to treat your interior the same as you treat the paint on the car. You want to use the least aggressive method to get the job done. So you want to start by getting all the junk out of your car you've collected over the winter, the water bottles, the coffee cups, the food wrappers, all that stuff. Get all that out of the way, and then you want to give the car a thorough vacuuming. And when you vacuum the carpets, take a brush, a scrub brush like you use to clean the interior, and brush the carpet as you vacuum, and that'll help bring all the loose embedded dirt that's in your carpet. That'll help bring that to the top, and you can vacuum it out. You get the carpet much cleaner that way. Your floor mats, if you have salt residue on your floor mats, hot water on a microfiber towel. The hot water will dissolve the salt and make it easier to wipe away. The cold water won't do anything but move the salt around, and as soon as it dries, you'll see the salt residue again. So hot water is the way to go with that. You want to pull open all the seams and the cracks and crevices of your seats and get the dirt and debris that's collected down in there that you probably don't see until you sit on it. You can see that. And you want to use a soft bristle brush and clean out the vents and clean out all the little nooks and crannies and the consoles and things like that while you vacuum. And you'll be amazed at how much dirt comes out of the car. And then when you're done your first vacuum, you want to take a damp microfiber, wring it out really, really well just so it's damp, and you can start from the headliner and work your way down and just gently wipe everything down, and you'll be amazed at the dust and residue that's come off. Because every time you open your door in the wintertime with all the salt dust that's in the air, it all just gets sucked right back into the car. So you want to clean all that out. And then you can do this on a regular basis, and you'll keep your car looking clean. It won't be so hard to do the first time. And then give your car, at the end of all this, give your car a final vacuum, and you're good to go.
Very good. And we talked in our first show about the microfiber towels and the different towels that are out there. Explain a little bit to the folks about that, if you would.
Okay, we talked about what microfiber is. Basically, microfiber is a plastic. And we always talk about using something soft on your car, and why would we use plastic on our car? Well, it's made in such a way that if you looked at it under a microscope, you would see little tiny fish hooks. And what these do is when you go to wipe it across whatever surface you're using it on, the fish hooks will straighten out, and that will actually curl back up again to pull the dirt off the surface. So you're not using, like in the old days, we would use diapers and cotton T-shirts and things like that. That would just move the dirt around on the surface, and once the surface of the towel or the surface of the shirt or the diaper would get clogged up with dirt, you're just smearing dirt around again. So the microfiber actually lifts the dirt off the car, and it makes it so you're not dragging that around, risking scratching any surface you're using it on. They have microfiber nowadays for everything, designed specifically for computer screens, for glass, for interiors, for exteriors. and it's done on a number rating scale. And to make it really, really simple, the higher the number, the fluffier the towel. So that's pretty much it. And on the exterior, I stay.
Hey, Bob Miller, broadcasting live at the Verde County Building Industry Association.
300 range, because that's all you need.
Gotcha. Okay. That would be like, you know, the sheets that we know, bed sheets and things like that, how they're rated by thread count. Very similar to that.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly the same thing.
Right. Very good. And let's see, get things up for the. We talk the car shows a little bit, because if we talk car shows right now, you're going to be interrupted by a break. So we can hang in there just 1 second. Let's give out your information. Your phone number, 410-833-1632. That is the contact information during the week. You can give Mike a call, ask him any kind of questions about detailing. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And you can also follow Mike and Lena Lambert on the web at Instagram and also Facebook at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Going to take a break, Mike. Back in just a few moments. Okay. We'll talk about some car shows coming up, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're listening to You Ought to Know. It's Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. Gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, laddie, frickin' duh! We got ourselves a writer here. Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river!
The one and only Chris Farley and Matt Foley, motivational speaker. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's bring Mr. Mike Lambert back up on the show. Mike, we're going to talk about some car shows that are coming up, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Brave souls are having some car shows this early in the year.
Yeah, well, we got a brave soul you're going to talk about that's an outside car show. And then you got one that, you know, it's an inside car show, but it's great to have because inside's fantastic this time of year.
Yep. So next week, we have the 49th annual Antique Auto Swap Meet at the Carroll County Ag Center in Westminster. It's $2 admission and free parking. And it is in a heated building with an indoor and outdoor car corral. It is for all types of cars, not just the antiques. And it is, they tell me there's going to be hundreds of vendors there and people that can help you with your restoration if that's what you're so doing.
Sure. Very good. And again, repeat the location of that show one more time.
Okay. It is at the Carroll County Ag Center in Westminster.
That's next Saturday.
Next Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
I neglected to tell you the times.
Okay.
Friday it is from 8 to 5. And Saturday from 8 to 2.
Very good. Okay.
And then we have the Spring Car Show at Bowie Marketplace. And that is at 15501 Annapolis Road in Bowie, obviously.
Yes.
And that is Sunday, March 31st from 9 to 3. Registration is $20, and it ends at noon, and the show benefits the St. Jude's Children's Center, and that is an outside show. So,
they are brave. We give them the bravest of the awards this year for spring, the first show that we've heard about in spring that is an outside show, and that's great. I mean, let's get it started. Come on. Everybody's a little claustrophobic and wants to get outside, and even if it's 48 or 55 degrees or whatever, if it's clear, hey, it's a great time to have a show.
Yeah, 48 to 55, that's not too bad. I mean, it's about that now at Hunt Valley, and it's not too bad with the wind's gone.
Right.
So it's not too bad. That's an okay temperature.
Yeah.
And then we have all the cars and coffees are still going on. The ones that shut down in the winter will be starting up fairly soon, but there's always the Church of the Holy Donut, and that is at Burtonsville Town Center, and it starts at 8 and goes to whenever everybody leaves. And myself and Jay and Bruce will be there tomorrow.
Great. And you just love it because that way you can say you went to church.
Exactly right.
There you go. You get a way around those things. I don't know how you do it, Mike. I really don't. Hey.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. If people want to call you during the week, they can at 410-833-1632. You also take suggestions, too, for questions, yes, because a lot of the questions that you're answering right now on Saturday mornings come from folks that have called you and said, hey, I want to ask this question, and you end up saying, well, it'd be a good one to put on the air. So you give them the answer, and then you talk about it on the air the next week. So if people want to call with a question, be more than happy to give Mike a suggestion at 410-833-1632. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram like I do. Get a chance to see what they're working on. And, of course, the before and after pictures, really, really interesting. And that is The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. So lots of fun out there. Enjoy.
Yeah, it is. And if you have any car shows you want me to read with Dave, mm-hmm, please just email us at The Shine Shop, and we'll make sure we get them on.
Or, of course, give them a call, 410-833-1632. And I did email you, by the way, a car show. Hopefully you got that.
I got it. I printed it out last night. It's not till in May, so we're going to hold off on having for a while.
Right. I understand. But I wanted to make sure you had it. Good deal, Beth.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Mike. You have yourself a blessed weekend, and say hi to Lena for me.
I will, and you say hi to Craig and Jose.
You got it. I will.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Let's go to the phones. We've got Betty on the line. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning. I have a question that you may consider just general.
Okay.
But my daughter has a Jeep Cherokee, and I don't have all the exact details of the year, but I know she's only had it for about 4 years. And recently, her vehicle just stopped on the road. And she was told by the dealer that she took it to that she had overfilled the gas tank. And many years ago, I had learned from another mechanic I used to listen to on the radio who said that after the gas pump stopped, that I could still add about a dollar's worth of gas to my vehicle. And I drive, I still have a 2008 Rogue, and I have had no problems with adding more gas to my vehicle.
Right.
Now, she claims she didn't add too much gas to hers.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you know
either.
If this is a chronic problem with some of the newer vehicles?
Well, the more modern vehicles, it's better not to add any oil, any fuel after the fuel cuts off. I don't. Okay. I know a lot of people like to get it to $0 and things like that. I understand that. But when it clicks off, I take the pump out and hang it up. And that is really recommended. But if you put in like 75 cents more, less than a dollar more, it's not going to be a severe problem. But there are some people who just like to click and click and click until that thing is, you just won't take any more, and they see it come up. That is not good for the vehicle. Now, you said her vehicle actually died on the road.
Yes.
Well, in my opinion, unless it's something that I've never seen before, I have never seen a car die on the road because too much fuel was put in it. So
okay.
I don't think that's the case. If she still has it at that shop, then I probably would recommend getting it towed out of there and get it to somebody else to take a look at it.
Okay, because she claims she does not do that. Now, I did it because of a mechanic I listened to years ago, and, I don't have to do that, but I thank you very much for your advice, and I enjoy listening to you. I've listened to you many times over the years.
Great.
And I thank you for all of your advice.
No problem, Betty. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. We've got Bob Miller, the one, the only, the Morning News Express right here on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Bob.
Hey, Cereal, good morning. How is the car guru, the grease monkey, the man who knows everything from the hood to the tailpipe?
Okay, we're going to be politically correct right here. You call me grease monkey right now, mister. I'm coming down to Florida. I'm coming up to Frederick to kick butt. I'm telling you.
I don't know if you're going to come up to Frederick. It is a little chilly up here today.
Right.
We're at the 44th annual home show and Builders Olympics.
Uh-huh.
It's like 45 degrees, so you're not coming up here anytime soon, pal.
I'll wait till spring to kick your butt, that's for sure. Yep. So you're at the home show. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. I mean, you know, we've had some really nice days. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. It was like 73 degrees yesterday. We've had some really nice days, and people start thinking about sprucing up their house, getting outside, you know, doing landscaping and whatnot. And this is an opportunity that Frederick County building industry brings everybody into one location. So if you've got ideas and you want to try to share those ideas or maybe get ideas, then you can meet the professionals here who will help you do that. Now, you can't get anything really, really done. You can make those first initial contacts and then set up those meetings at a later date. But it's a great opportunity. They also have young people who are here with the Career Tech, and they do a Builders Olympics. So these young people who are going to be in the industry later on in life showing their skills here. So we'll be here until noon, and I'm just proud to be here during the You Ought to Know show. We've got it cranked up and blaring for everybody to hear it.
Well, that sounds good. You got about a minute before we have to take a break. Tell me the one thing that you've seen there that you're thinking about now doing to your exterior or interior of your house.
Well, flooring, bathrooms, decks, everything. My house is 25 years old.
I got you. You need everything. Now,
we need it all.
And the wife's going, no, we're not going to do all that. Come on now.
No. And what the banks are saying, you need financing. And I think that's what doesn't work for me.
I hear that. Well, listen, enjoy yourself at the home show. Give the information on where the home show is and what time it is to today.
It's 9 to 5 today, and tomorrow 10 to 4. We're at the Great Frederick Fairgrounds right on East Patrick Street.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in, Bob. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Dave Cereo. Have a great day. Have a great show.
You too. Bye-bye. Bob Miller calling in from, of course, the home show. And that's always a great place to go and get some ideas of what you want to do. I'm Dave Cereo. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Free Talk 930 WFMDs, You Ought to Know. Give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS for your questions in auto repair. Be back in just a few moments with those questions and more.
Two. It would seem to me one country, one tube. What, does every state all of a sudden have to have its own tube now? One tube is all you need. You never hear that. You know why? No tubes. We don't have tube one. We are essentially tubeless. More than happy. I bet you say that sometimes, don't you? Once in a while, you say to somebody, oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. How can you be more than happy? To me, this sounds like a dangerous mental condition.
We had to put Dave in the mental home. He was,
more than happy. One more of these, in your own words. People say that to you. You know, when you hear that a lot in a classroom or in a courtroom, they'll say to you, tell us, in your own words. Do you have your own words? Hey, I'm using the ones everybody else has been using. Next time they tell you to say something in your own words, say, Nick Flut Blarney Quando Flu. Out walking the streets. You know, guy gets a parole. They say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. A lot of times they steal a car, you know. And we ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets.
The one and only George Carlin with everyday expressions. Well edited, by the way, if you decide that you want to listen to that, either on the web or on a record, either way, well edited. That is George Carlin. I'm Dave Cereo. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. 10 to 11, right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Make your way out and join Bob Miller at the home show at the Frederick Rounds. That's right. That's a good day. And they're out there till 5. Bob will only be out there for another hour and 20 minutes or so. So you want to make sure you get a chance to see Bob. The Morning News Express is not the same without Bob Miller. And he's a great guy, been there for years. And if you've never met him, I can't believe that. I mean, you're living in Frederick. You've got to have met Bob Miller before. But by some weird chance, if you haven't, now is the day to go out there. Get out there before noon. Meet Bob Miller at the home show. He is a great guy. You're going to have a good time. And he'll probably get you into some direction to get you taking a look at some things for your home that you may not be familiar with. We've got a caller coming in. Let's see who we have. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
It's Craig Schiff.
Hey, Craig. Good morning to you, sir.
It is. And Bob stole a little bit of my thunder because I was going to talk about the home show, but he didn't mention John Riggins is going to be there at 1 p.m.
Oh, okay. And I'm not familiar with who John Riggins is.
He was the running back for the Redskins.
John Riggins. Okay.
Riggins.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's John Riggins.
Number 44.
Yeah, now I know who John Riggins is. Okay, so no
there
problem.
There we go. Yeah,
I misunderstood you.
Ran over your Baltimore folks.
That was Baltimore Colts, yeah, back then. He did a lot of that. We were without a team for a while during his era, too, so that didn't help either. But that's another story you don't want to get me started on.
There you go. So anyway, he's going to be there at 1 o'clock, so
okay.
Folks can meet him there.
Yeah, great guy. He does a great talk show, by the way. He's very, 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 very intelligent when it comes to football and other matters. He's a really good guy.
Yeah. So now we also have St. Patrick's Day weekend,
yep.
And so they're having some festivities down at JoJo's restaurant downtown. Also out here in Thurmont, the Shamrock restaurant always has great entertainment, and I just shared a video from last year just to give folks a little taste of what the entertainment's like there, the live entertainment. But you definitely want to get reservations at these places.
Oh, absolutely.
They're packed this weekend. But
this is the busiest nights.
What time slots.
Yeah, this is the busiest nights. In fact, I like to mention, though, in seriousness, that this is also a busy night for drinking and driving, unfortunately, Saturday night and Sunday night. So we really need to remind everybody, even though we shouldn't have to anymore, it's out there. But you've got Uber, you've got Lyft, you've got cabs, you've got all kinds of different ways. You've got hotel rooms. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do to make sure that you're not behind the wheel in not the perfect condition. So please make sure tonight,
folks. The self-driving cars can't get here soon enough for people that like to go out and have libations. That's what we need for them. It's just completely self-driving cars. So that would solve that issue.
I wonder what the legalities are going to be, though. Self-driving cars, and you get behind the wheel intoxicated. Is there going to be somebody who's going to say, hey?
That the rumors are that the Apple car that they're working on won't even have a steering wheel.
Right.
That it'll just be a living room on wheels, and you just get in it, and it just takes you where you want to go.
So it makes
when
sense.
They get to the point where they're completely autonomous and you know, pretty much 100% reliable.
Right.
Then, you'll just get in it, and it'll just take you where you're going to go.
I think they should put a joystick in, at least that. Come on.
There you go. Well, it'll have a joystick, but you'll be using it for gaming.
There you go. There you go. Oh,
so,
my goodness.
All right, we got some more events. Let me run through real quick.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Searsville Mansion on April 4th has something called their Spring Business Mingle. And the Searsville Mansion is a beautiful event venue, so it's worth going out there just to see the place and enjoy it. And I think that's free. You have to register, but I think that's free. And, again, I'm reading all these from Facebook.com/Frederick County, the event section. We have Going Beyond Simulcast, and that's at Mount Airy Bible Church on April 6th. I have no idea what that is, but
okay.
216 guests have registered to go to it.
Good.
The Little Gym on April 6th is having an event. And mm-hmm. We've talked to them before on the
sure,
show.
Sure, absolutely.
On April 14, there's the Spring Bridal Showcase, and that's, again, at Searsville Mansion. On April 20 is the Easter Bunny Breakfast and Egg Hunt at Adventure Park USA, and I think we're going to be taking the portraits with the Easter Bunny that day. So that gets us through to April 20th.
Okay, and when we come back, we've got a few more moments, but when we come back, we're going to do some comedy about self-driving from a guy named Kellen Erskine. So I think you're going to make sure you listen. I think you're going to enjoy that. He's a little self-driving comedy.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
So anything else
all
going
right
on?
Well, I mean, there are other events, and I always want to let folks know that they should send information to me at news@frederick.com. So that way we can, make sure that their event gets promoted and talked about. And the Freddie Long Band, by the way, May 9th is going to be at the Carroll Creek Amphitheater. And he is really good. I've got a video of him performing down at Bushwallers one time, and he is really good. So
very good.
This is it. Event season is upon us.
And enjoy your St. Patty's Day today and tomorrow celebration. Be careful, everyone. And just a reminder for St. Patty's Day, if you want to find out some more things, go to facebook.com/Frederick County. Mr. Craig, thank you so much for being with us as always, buddy. We appreciate it.
Take care, Dave.
Happy St. Patty's
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. And again, you can go on Facebook.com/Frederick County. Taking a break, back in just a few moments. My name is Dave Serio. I'm here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, since 2004. Our 15th year here on WFMD, and glad to be here. So give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's a toll-free number, 866-968-2552. Toll free from anywhere in the country. Hagerstown, Frederick, D.C., West Virginia, Pennsylvania, from everywhere. Back in just a few moments, you're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 FMD.
Right. Don't be scared. Ask yourself this. Have you ever walked into a grocery store and had those doors just like pinch you? Never, right? So imagine that automation technology improved by a factor of a million. That's what they're putting on cars. It's going to be okay. You still don't believe me? Would you rather there be like two dudes inside every grocery store just manually sliding those doors as your family walks in, right? One of the guys is texting, the other is high. That's what you want? Because when you're driving, that's what's happening around you constantly. It's usually older people, like much older people, who are skeptical of the idea of having a computer drive their car. Here's what I want to say. If you're like 70, 75 plus, and you're afraid of a computer driving your car, here's what I want you to do. Go to WebMD, or you can list your symptoms. Just go ahead and put in like every part of your body that aches or is immobile. Add the painkillers that maybe you take every day. I think you might find that the computer is skeptical of you driving a car. Last time that my car was dirty, my friend did the obvious thing, scrawled out, "Wash me," on the back window. So I went up to the side of his car with a key and wrote, "Touch me up."
That is Kellen Erskine and his self-driving thoughts. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You ought to know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got our friends from Dynamic Automotive. Just one friend today, but that's good enough, man. Jose from Dynamic Automotive is on the line. Good morning to you, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And it's been a couple weeks since we've had a chance to talk to you. I know one time the phones were so busy you couldn't get through. And then every once in a while, you even get busy. So what's going on here, huh?
Well, yeah, we've been very, very busy throughout the winter and now into early spring, and it's not letting up.
Good.
We have our fair share of all kinds of work, including transmission and engines.
Okay.
It's really, really been, we've been really knocking it out of the park here lately, and I'm not complaining.
Now, a lot of times you use Jasper for those particular repairs, the engine and transmission repairs, right?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, we're conducting a transmission replacement with a Jasper unit on an E350 Econoline van.
What most people may not know is Jasper actually sells almost three times as many transmissions as they do engines now. That's how the market has changed, because some of these transmissions, as you know, are so complicated that rebuilding them on a bench as such, like used to be done many years ago all the time, is very difficult.
Yes. Benching a transmission is becoming a rare thing now. And of course, when I say benching a transmission, we're talking about overhauling the transmission. The beauty about what Jasper does when they rebuild a transmission, they usually are improving the product by conducting updates on the weaknesses of that transmission that have come from the manufacturer. They're improving the product, and that's why I love them so much.
Yeah, I've had transmissions from Jasper that give you the list of like up to maybe 16 different upgrades, updates that they did. They see why these fail. They get the cores back, and they can see what caused that failure. It's similar to what we have in the airline industry with the black boxes. They can find this out. It's the same thing with automatic transmissions. They have the computers, plus they also have, of course, the actual physical transmission there that they can see what failed, and they correct that. And that's what makes them so amazing, and their products last so long.
Yeah. It gives you peace of mind. I have a boat, as you know.
Yes.
And my motor kind of went south on me. And I have a choice. I can rebuild the motor, and certainly we know how.
Right.
Or I can simply reach out to Jasper and buy the unit, have that warranty that they provide, which is excellent,
right,
and have peace of mind because I know they've done the job so perfectly.
Now, what people don't also realize is if a vehicle comes into your shop and needs an engine rebuild, which means you have to take the engine out, disassemble, install new parts, and also have machine shop work done to certain parts of the engine, assemble it, and put it back together again, that doesn't get done in a day or two. But with a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission, realistically, if they have it in stock, they can get it to you next day, and you can literally have that vehicle done in 2 days.
True. Very true. It's convenience for most automotive repair shops and the customers. The turnaround time is cut down from a week, which is what it usually would be if you overhaul the motor, a week to 2 weeks.
I was going to say 2 weeks because
a couple of days.
Yeah, one of the problems we're running into in the industry right now is the lack of machine shops. There aren't as many of them as around as there used to be, and they're busy. And you could have a set of heads or a block or something that you need to get to a machine shop, and it could sit there for 3 or 4 days before anybody even looks at it. So that's another thing that could slow you down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, very good.
I was listening to the little skit that was going on before I came on about automated automobiles.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that just cracked me up. I was giving a presentation for the Corvair Club, and we were talking about carburetors.
You know what? The first thing you got to say about them is they still hate Ralph Nader. Every one of them.
Yeah. Yes. I was amazed to see how many Corvair owners there are in the Frederick area. We have quite a few.
Yes.
And how many Corsas, which was the turbocharged version of the Corvair 65, 66, were still around. And they are amazing cars. We had one at the car show.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yep. So we talked about carburetors, we went to fuel injection, and then we went into computer command control, and then of course we talked about ADAS, which is the levels of automation that are out there.
Right.
And you know, the guys are all into their vintage cars, and right off the bat when we start talking about this, you can see the mood change in the room.
But you know, they all drive modern cars. They all drive modern cars. I mean, you know, when you go to these car shows, you see everybody with their vintage cars. Okay, yeah, that's a closet queen they put in the garage, and then they get out there in their new Buick, or they get out in their new Lexus or whatever. So it's part of their life.
You're right, because a lot of them had 2016, 2017, and 2018 newer cars.
Sure.
And they were all very familiarized with telematics and the new processes that were out there now.
Right.
It was amazing.
It is. Yep. Well, we have about 3 minutes, and I want to give you time to talk about the 4 locations of Dynamic Automotive. So if you would be so kind, Jose, we'd love you to do that.
Sure. If you need any service done in the Libertytown area, you want to get a hold of me or Todd, give us a call at 301-694-6250. We're open from 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our original location is in New Market, Maryland, and they have the same hours. Their phone number there is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Lee or Sarah at that location. And then our largest location, our one-stop shop, is right off of Route 270. That is in beautiful Urbana. They have the same hours. And their phone number is 301-874-8833. That shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert absolutely swears by. Give them a call.
Which is unusual. He usually swears at most of them, so that's really a good thing. He swears by yours instead of swearing at. That's a great thing.
That's the truth. Yeah, Mike's a good guy. Yep. And if you have a vehicle in the Frederick area, we have a 4th location right off of Thomas Johnson Drive at 11 Bike Court. Big Bobby Allen handles that shop over there. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. They do a lot of trucks at that location, a lot of fleet work. So if you're listening and if you've got a fleet of trucks that need service, that location, give them a call at 301-662-3300. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show You Want to Know, you will automatically get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever service or repair you receive at any one of the locations.
Yeah, that's a good deal because, again, you can wait to the very last second, walk up to the counter ready to pay and say, by the way, I listen to you on You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD at 10% right off the top. It's a great deal.
Right off the top. Yep.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate you doing that. Treating our customers
absolutely
right.
Yep. I love hearing about you and the show. And when they come in, we are happy to give that discount.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today, Jose. I appreciate that very much. And the home show is going on till 5. So get a chance to stop out there maybe after you get off work. And again, we appreciate you calling and tell us about Dynamic Automotive. And they can find out more at dynamicautomotive.net. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Dave. Doing a terrific job. And I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's about all the time we have. If you're interested in some recalls that are going on right now, 3 of them are happening right now with Honda, also Alfa Romeo, and Chrysler FCA. So go to my website, DaveSerio.com, and click on the newsroom, and it'll give you all the recall information you need. Have a blessed day. Happy St. Paddy's Day to you, and please be careful. Do not drink and drive. Bye-bye, everybody.